Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got another drive moment. We've got another drive moment.
Okay.
This afternoon.
All right.
Does it offend you when people do not honor a dress code? We actually have a clip here. There's a clip that we need to listen to. Do you mind?
Let's go.
Okay, we're going.
Adam, what are you wearing?
Clothes.
What are you doing right now?
I'm asking you what you're wearing.
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing until you brought it up. I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear. Then my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me in front of my peers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Yeah, so this is the skit that Khomotso was saying was staged. If you watched the Grammys a few days ago, there's a comedic skit between Conan O'Brien, who was hosting the Grammys for the very first time, and Adam Sandler at the 2025 Oscars Academy Awards, where Adam is dressed in a tracksuit top and shorts among a crowd of celebs in a black, it's a black tie affair, but he was also rocking, whose sneakers was he wearing? That cute guy who plays basketball, man. What is his name? Say it, please. No, Andre. This is not 947. Eh?
Travis Scott.
Was it Travis Scott sneakers?
I don't know.
No, man.
Travis Scott, the
basketball player, man.
Was it Travis Scott?
The
basketball player, light skinned guy.
Oh, Curry.
Yeah, he was. Travis Scott. Go back where you used to work. 947 is not where you can walk. Back there. Hi, bro.
It's Travis just around the corner.
Basketball.
Travis Scott.
I was like,
You're supposed to be younger than me. You should be teaching me these things, not me teaching you. Anyway, so Conan asked Adam, what are you wearing? Adam replied, nobody even thought about what I was wearing until you brought it up, blah, 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 blah. While the moment was comedy gold on screen, it brings a question home to all of us. Do we feel offended when other people don't honor the dress code in a particular environment, whether it be family, social functions, blah, blah, funerals, theme parties, events, professional, what? And also, I also saw the other day when Zelensky met President Trump, even before the meeting began, I thought they were disrespecting him, asking him, hi, how come you never wear a suit? And you're talking about a leader who is in war with Russia, which I thought was so insensitive. And it just showed you how disrespectful Americans are, especially when it comes to Zelensky. So listen, guys, Mina, I don't. You invite me and you tell me about wear this. I'm not going to. I wear what I like. And what also upsets me about people who host parties and tell you, okay, there's a theme. Né? I found them to be very abusive. They think they are Michael Jackson or Prince. They'll say, wear black and white. Né? They rock up wearing purple.
Yes, because can Miss Pat.
No, never. Miss. No.
So why are you saying black and white when
you're not Michael Jackson? Out in the
place. Okay.
Okay, with me it's different. It needs to be a meaning to the party. First of all, like a milestone of some sort. You're turning 40. You're turning 50. You can't be doing bit there because you didn't think we are there wearing like people when we are very pink. No, that doesn't make sense to me. But at the same time, why funa, like we know when this party is clean. Same as Yawa Jikas. But his theme he chin and white. I can't be wearing what you want me to wear and then need the Maliam. Probably ever me live.
Exactly.
If I'm gonna spend my money on the day, I'm not wearing no theme.
Yeah guys, man, I don't eh? But it happened by a mistake the other day. The theme was black and I was surprised when I got to the party, everyone was wearing black, and I was wearing black. I was like, "Nah, I'm so
level." You
felt out
of place.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And I looked at myself like, oh, gee, you were rocking black. But otherwise, most parties, that never. And my excuse is that I'm DJing.
I feel awkward if I do not honor the theme. So if it's like an all-white party, and I rock up in brown, I feel like then the attention is on me. Because I'm the one that's sticking out like a sore thumb.
Why are you wearing brown all white part? Why did you go in jail?
My point exactly. So if it's an old jean affair and I rock up there in my black dress, it's like I'm asking for attention. It's like I'm looking for some sort of special treatment, and I hate that. And if you don't feel like honoring people's invites the way they want you to honor them, then rather decline the invite.
I'm going.
I'm not coming.
Like, it's going.
If I'm spending my money, like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I promise you. If I am going
to come. Okay, so if you're coming to my house.
Yeah.
So you're not spending money, you're catered
what,
for.
What event is that? Like, what?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
It's an anniversary. It's, I know it's.
Anniversary, yeah.
It's an anniversary.
It's just something else.
It's a birthday. It's my graduation.
Graduation, it's whatever. Yeah. Like, it's. You have invited me to your space, Young Tol. I would, in a way, honor that. But if I'm spending my money.
Like going to an event. Like, but all white party.
If you're all white party,
yeah.
I'm going to pay for.
So you're
going to
rock up in black?
Yeah,
and all
I'm
going
to rock up in what I want to wear. I don't care. If Mina, I'm a busy waiter, I'm going to tell you, and then, if I'm going to wear what you want me to wear, you will pay for.
Guys, where are you guys going?
To the reception.
Stay home.
I will do that. I'm not the food.
If you don't want to honor the party's stay home.
Aye. So yeah, these are the questions. Does it offend you when people do not honor a dress code? Are these dress codes really necessary in settings where people work, socialize, celebrate, commemorate, worship, etc.? Have you ever intentionally defied a dress code? Yes, many times, because I'm like that. Thank you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Oh, what, Lenny? You must respect other people's team. Otwanaka, oektankara, otwanalebari, otwing, go, yeah, end function, otu, like, beach team. Motu atla pere tradition. Like, our guys, like, be the part, Luena, obonto, like, you understand the memo, you got the memo. It's not like you are someone's plus one, or beito, wena. Hey, it's over, kai kai, unalim trim, kai kai. No, guys, you must respect the
Glenn, I am with you 100%. Those people, they're actually bullies. Mina, you tell me what the dress code is. Is it formal? Is it casual? Is it cocktail? But don't decide for me, I must wear pink or blue or whatever. Why must I look like everybody else? And why must I look like a deco? Now I might as well stand there and give a poly man, give a part of the deco if I'm going to look like it. So for me, it's a big no. The minute you tell me the theme is black, I will rock up in a red dress.
Hey, Mna Glenn, I'd rather you don't invite me than have me wear white pants and white shoes. Like, what do you mean, all white? I'd rather you don't invite me to your event than have me not honor your theme. Just leave me out of it.
I also think you guys are overcomplicated. I don't know what's this extra poo-poo-poo-poo-poo on yourself. Somebody tweets saying that people who don't honor themes are like those people that want to play VIP at funerals, forgetting that they are there to support. But
Bora
Hamp.
They are there to what?
Act like VIPs go to funeraling, forgetting that they are there to support.
We are supporting
and
what? I'm killing nothing.
You are
supporting.
Support. No.
Yeah. Funeral is a.
You can't compare funeral with chive.
No, but you guys don't understand what this guy is saying. Is that you guys hold yourself at such high regard.
Really?
That when a person has a theme, you want to fight
what,
it.
What party are we? We're 38. It's Mian.
Lalela. Angal ukuthi yakudina lento
le. We are 38. That's
all. Don't come. Say sorry. Can't make it.
As long as I'm not invited by you to your party, I'm going to that party. I'm not coming to your
party. I want to do a theme party and I want to see you.
How old are you turning? That's my thing.
Mamela, random. It's not going to be a take.
And you must wear red.
Yes.
I go to a funeral, I must wear a suit. Can't us gerer lotion ile. Vega ngayazi in a suit. Does not even have one
suit. You guys like acting special.
No, we're not acting special.
You're acting special.
Yeah, you're getting worked up, ne?
Don't honor the invite. Sorry, Komo,
so you hardly have parties anyway, so...
I don't understand. We're going to party in Wakala.
Kumala. Does it offend you when people do not honor a dress code? We've got lots and lots of... I almost said emails.
Irate. irate listeners.
You irate them.
You do not
mean. I mean, I understand you love in, but special. I mean, you're invited. You RSVP. So if you RSVP, clearly it means Melo Hamming um Teto Wam. If you are black, you're black. If you are white, you're white. What if you wear all black and then mean I'm going to gold? Maybe it's my party. Yeah. And the next thing now, you're going to gold.
Exactly.
I mean, so Tati Limelight, yeah, man. Show her, guys.
I want to for Tinawanya. Since I'm an event, I do soul and R&B events. I deem important to get in fit because it just makes everything look the part. Manje, I'm always the only one who's odd, who's all black. It feels like Ugnyat anyway.
Absolutely.
Event because yes, Imalia could we understand, but aye, also the event gets structured in a certain way. So now we just respect the theme, or if you can't, don't attend the event at all.
You're controlling everything I'm doing on the day. That's what you're holding on.
My
hold
party.
On. You're saying to me, Vugaxin. Spend my money. Best and be a moving wrong for your club.
I'm telling you, wine.
Guess what? There is an easier option.
Okay, hang on.
Don't come.
On this topic, you should have set this one out.
I don't know why Khomutso is
so... You should have set this one out. You have never attended a theme party in your...
Of course I have. A lot of places. I'm not forcing you to do anything. You have the option to decline.
No.
You have to say, I'm going to event in your... Hey, I'm spot a Thembi's amaningabi. You don't need to come to my event. No, actually, people that host events, especially at clubs and areas like that, if a person is not dressed according to the theme, don't allow them through the door.
So let me tell you something.
Don't care if it's common.
So usually at these parties, they sell tables for my 20,000, 100,000. There's no way. I want to leave me all white. It's for 100,000 that you're going to kick me out of the gig, ma'am. Let me just tell you that.
Especially because you pre-book.
It's not going to happen. 100,000. We are born a la
paya. It doesn't make you a lesser trashy human being for not honoring my invite.
I'm trash, but I paid 100K.
Khomotso a ke le re tlolleng tu re controla ke mago wa go msebetsi
rapare
for corporate le ka weekend go party tsantsa rapare eng the next thing time re tsikele mabotlo re patale di uba re ai ba fetse ke reke outfit for event ya hao ke reke majoal for event ya hao guys ai emanghanyane yo control.
I think maybe mina I'm guilty. Now I'm guilty because I don't own a theme. I'm like, don't force me to wear a uniform.
Don't
That's
come.
Your uniform, not mine. You can't be asking me to spend my time, my petrol, your theme also West Party is one color. Give us options. Give us options. When you give us options, I will honor it. If you don't, I'm not going to buy anything.
Just simply, guys, don't act like I've got a gun to your head.
You do. Now, if you're saying to me, in a place where I'm wearing uniform, I'm serving the garage. I'm wearing uniform for 7 to 8 hours. You want me to go home, take a bath, I'm wearing your uniform food.
No.
What annoys me about these people who host the party, and some of them are saying we are taking their shine. Really? Are you Michael Jackson?
Yes.
If you say black and white or black or red or whatever, now we honor your own party and your theme.
Hey, it's my party. Guys, trust me. Nobody has got a gun to your head. You don't have to attend this party.
Komoso, you don't host any parties, so you have no right.
Tell me where to go.
Shut up.
That is you controlling me again, more keeping it. Uchala mina uthinga ilapha ngifuna ukuya khona. Mina namhlanje ngifuna ukuyo
phuza. Sine private affair, all right.
Something meet or whatever, meet and bright. I want to go there namajita wami, so ishayile ibhodlela. If masifika lapha nina nifake gin and white, thina sifake isbe eku unveiling asingeni kuphi.
She's like,
yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So on my side, I always honor the theme. However, the theme does get to be expensive because you find that you do not have that nude outfit or pink outfit or whatever the theme is, and then you have to buy something. I'm not so much offended about people that do not honor the theme, but I feel like they should try at least and respect it. But from my side, I do honor the theme.
For my side, I like Mabati. Formal, casual, smart casual, sports, then yeah, jabula gabi. Ngangitshela ngamakhala. Yo, andadikwa kanje ngimenywe nepartner, but it's dusty pink and white. Hey, sayizuleli dusty pink. Afuna ukutshela manga. So, ay, into zama team nami ayikhona.
Wesikhumba, sa driver, sasuka la sisuka khona. Saya to a certain establishment that you wena sikhumba, you were performing at. Basivalela bathi we are not allowed to go in because there was a certain theme. I think it was all white if I'm not mistaken. Of course, we were not aware of the dress code. So, lokho sikhamsile lapha ngaphandle manje asikwazi ukwengena ngaphakathi. Asikwazi ukuza sizo support her show yakho and still have fun and sishaya mabia and sidle inyama. So musa.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Komuso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.